RSM Central's Form Express.
Welcome back to RSN Central. It's 11:28 and it's time now for the Form Express for our Metro meetings. The man that does his best, Mark Guest, joins us. Guesty, good morning.
How are you, Gareth?
I'm well. Geez, you were brewing in the studio last week singing. Geez, you're a man of many talents.
They put me on the spot.
Oh, don't lie. You lapped that up.
I don't mind the odd karaoke thing. No. It's good fun.
You should have your own radio show. What about some winners at Pakenham tomorrow afternoon? Where can we start with your specials?
I thought in race two, number six, Kate Richards. It hasn't raced since mid-September, but it's got a good fresh record. Its recent jump out, gee, it looked very good. It made up a lot of ground, and it looks ready to go first up. So I think Kate Richards around the $7, not a bad price.
Okay, then where do we go?
Well, the punters have backed him many times. Race 8, number 1, Widgie Turf. But this distance suits 1,400 metres. When you look at all his best runs, well, he only has to be three-quarters at his top and he'll beat these. So Widgie Turf, race 8, number 1, 370.
Quinny says it can't win. Nicholas Quinn.
He's not shaving his head, is he?
No, he's not, but he says he can't win.
Well, he's going to get one wrong every now and again, isn't he?
Yes, and what about the final of your best bets?
Yeah, race 9, number 12, Propel. It's had one run back. It wasn't a bad effort. It was over a lot shorter, 955 metres. This distance suits much better. Well, it's only a little bit further, but the bigger track is going to suit Propel. It'll be very hard to beat. Second up, it does go very well. It's around $3.40. And if I had one more, I'd throw in Neighbourhood at the 270. Best on the whole, out of all those, Gareth, would be Propel, race 9, number 12.
Okay, Guesty, what's your favourite sporting memory, live sporting memory?
Well, clearly, Cathy Freeman winning the Sydney 400 metres at the Sydney Olympics in 2000. I think that was stands out. As far as an Australian effort, Australia beating Japan in the World Cup in 2006, 3-1, I thought that was great to see. And, of course, my beloved Magpies. Yeah. The 2010 Grand Final.
I forgot to mention, like, Media Puzzle was one of my favourite moments there at a live sporting event, winning that Melbourne Cup with the emotion there with the Oliver family. So I forgot to add that one as well.
And also Frankel winning on my birthday when he won the Queen Anne by 13 lengths.
You remind me a little bit of Frankel, a little bit of swagger.
Get out.
Mighty Stallion.
Frankel kept going.
Thank you, Guesty.
All the best.
Feature racing in Sydney tomorrow at Rose Hill. Paul Snowden's will play a big part, and the Snowden's will play a big part at Rose Hill Gardens. And Paul joins us now. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Gareth, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Sansi goes around in the first. Tommy Berry rides from a nice gate. What are you expecting?
Expecting her to run well. She's a Magic Means filly, so obviously vital to get some prize money here, and I think she can run extremely well. I don't know if she's looked the favourite one really well as initial start, but I've got to say, off the good draw, we're going to give ourselves every chance.
I'm heading to the Magic Millions, mate. Should I back Sansi right now for the final?
Well, if she wins tomorrow, she's probably going to come in a wee bit, so I'd like to think so.
All right, mate. What about Convinced? I'm convinced now on Sansi. Should I be convinced on Convinced?
Look, his run was really good the other day. He was beating the older horses, and again, he does again tomorrow, but I've got to say, he's backing up within that seven-day period, and he looks magnificent. The horse, we're out trotting him up this morning, and his lovely friend, his action, he looks a picture of health. So I think it's a easier race on paper than what he met last week, and I do expect him to run very well.
California Longbow goes around in the fourth at a good each-way price as well, Timmy Clark writes.
Look, his last start was down at Kembla meeting, where that main, the gong was on last Saturday week, and the pace was really hectic and it just didn't suit him. He didn't get a chance to travel. I think tomorrow's race, he butters up after a good draw, just in a lovely spot, and he can definitely redeem himself there.
Race 8, a couple of nice chances, especially Poetic Charmer, and Nico Ladd also goes around.
Nico Ladd, we're going to save him for next Saturday. Poetic Charmer, like he ran at that Kembla meeting also, and very hard for back markers to get into the race, and look, he resumed 1100 and he was a long way back off him, and I thought he closed quite well, so again, I think he can run well here with the extra trip.
Murillo's been so brave of recent times, and Smart Edge also goes around for your stable in the last.
Yeah, Smart Edge, he's a Magic Millions campaigner, so he kicks off his preparation here. He's definitely going to improve, but it wouldn't surprise me to see him run well. Murillo, yeah, what you see is what you get. His last two runs seem to have changed his racing style around. He's really performed at a good level, and I don't expect him to take a backward step there tomorrow.
Okay, what's your best there tomorrow?
Mate, I think if we can score race one and two, hopefully it'll pave the way for a good day.
Ah, terrific stuff. And you got a couple of chances today, one in Melbourne and one in Sydney. Can any of those two win there tonight so we can have a little bit of spending money for the weekend?
I think the filly's got a future down there. Yep. Obviously, 1,000 metres, but definitely see a good performance from her. And obviously, once they step out a little bit further when she matures, but I'd like to see her run well. And I think Bolitza up here, first run was sound. Off a good draw, gives herself a chance as well.
Love your work, Paul. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, mate.
And the filly that he's talking about is Diamond SQ in the third there today. That's horse number five. This man's a wonderful judge, Brad Davison, and he joins us now to have a look at the Sydney meetings. Brad, good morning to you. Welcome to RSN Central.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Good morning to all the listeners out there, and thanks for having me.
Now, tomorrow at Rose Hill, do you like this card?
I do find it a really tricky program, to be honest. There's a lot of horses returning from spells, and it's going to be one of those days where you probably got to sit back and have a look at how horses parade and whatnot. It is a very tough card, the hardest card I've come across in Sydney for some time, to be honest.
Okay, so how do you play the card tomorrow? Do you have a couple of best bets?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of shorties that do look hard to beat, starting with race two, number three, Statuesquely. Look, I know she's had a few chances this time in, but at the same time, I just think she's been crying out for 1,800 metres. If you have a look at her through the line last time out while she was beaten, she was extremely strong through the line and back in front after the line. So I think stepping up to the trip, she's got the best front-running rider in the business on in Timmy Clark, and I think she'll be hard to beat race two, number three, Statuesquely.
Okay, then where do we go?
We go the other one, race eight, number nine, Burning Crown. He just really found his form his last couple of starts. He bolted in country grade and then came to town, brought that form here and beat the Snowden-trained Leviathan last time out. He ran along at a really good clip, burnt the candle at both ends and just kept on going. Now, he's around that $2.20 mark, but I expect him to run straight at the front again here. And if rated right, same jockey as last time out, so you'll know what sort of speed to go. I think it'd be very hard to run down again, race 8, number 9, Burning Crown.
And do you like a couple in the Kensington track at Randwick today?
Yeah, I do. There's a couple. They have been well supported this morning, but I think there's two in particular. Race 6, number 6, Bandit Snatch. Look, he was awesome first up, simple as that. He's win rated through the roof. The second and third horse have come out and won since, and he put an absolute space on them. And his time was 8 lengths quicker than any other time over the same distance on the day. So race 6, number 6, Bandit Snatch, extremely hard to beat. And race 4, number 3, the other one there, Quality Seeker. I think it's a progressive staying type. Absolutely bolted in when stepping up to the 2,000 metres last time out. Now goes to 2,400 metres. I don't think that'll be any concern. I think that'll be a positive. Another one who has been well supported this morning, but race 4, number 3, Quality Seeker, I think will be hard to beat too.
All right, Davo, what about your favourite live sporting moment?
Oh, look, Gareth, it would have been watching West Coast beat Collingwood in the grand final, but unfortunately, I had to work at the last
okay.
to get to my best mate who said it was better than his... better than his wedding day.
Yes.
But so with that in mind...
I thought you were about to say better than his wedding night. Thank God. We are PG here at RSN Central, Davo.
With that in mind, I'd have to say Winx's finale or farewell. That was something I've never seen at a racetrack with people lining the fence from the outside. And it was just a remarkable day to be there. At Randwick on course for it, and that'll be a day I'll always remember. Winx's final start, and to have my family there and my partner, that was very special.
Thanks for that, Dave. I appreciate your time as always.
Cheers, mate.
There's Brad Davison from Sky Racing looking at the Sydney meeting today and tomorrow. Racing in Brisbane tomorrow afternoon at Doomben, and our Queensland man Chris Nelson joins us once again. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. And would it be a Brad Davidson segment without a sob story about the West Coast Eagles?
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it?
A million of them.
It was a half sob story. It was a moment that he won't forget, but he wished he was there. What about your live favourite sporting moment?
Well, being a mad Richmond supporter, the 2017 Grand Final was at the top of the tree by a country mile. It was a long time between drinks and you won't get any. Well, this year was good too, but you can't beat 2017.
Can you help us find a winner tomorrow afternoon in Brisbane? Some nice races there.
Yes, some nice races, three listed races, but we're going to try and get the money early. Race one, number one, Way Beyond. Steps up to 1,200 metres tomorrow. I think that's going to suit him down to the ground. Two runs to date, both been 1,000 metres. The latest at the Sunshine Coast a few weeks ago, he really was strong to the line behind Dusty Tycoon, who, of course, won again at Doomben last week. So I think Way Beyond from that inside draw, hard to beat. Race two, number five, Salamade, one of Kelly's Swedish. She's a very progressive filly. She gets back in her races. She's only got five rivals tomorrow, fresh over 1,350. I think she can round them up and run them down, and win the race. And number three, Don't Waver. Stablemate to Way Beyond. Another one who looks nicely placed, stepping up to 2,000 metres this time. It's got good form around the likes of Profit and Fun Tontes, etc. Whereas this other one that they're backing, Mashiki, it's got form at Toowoomba. So I'd much, much rather be with number one, Don't Waver. So race one, number one. Race two, number five. And race three, number one.
Your best?
I'll go with race two, number five, Salamate. I think she's best at the three.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Chris Nelson looking at Brisbane. Nadia Horn joins us once again. Metropolitan Racing in South Australia. Morphaville, as always, basically tomorrow afternoon. Nadia, hello once again.
Hello, Gareth. Yes, looking forward to this meeting. Of course, we're on the inner track, small fields, but as we know, it's a massive plus to be somewhere up on speed, so that's what we're looking for as far as our runners today.
Okay, where do we start with your best bets?
I think there's a horse at around $26 that'll start shorter, and it might be a horse that you can back on an each-way basis. That's in race six, number one, See the Master. Now, he's only had a couple of runs for trainer Grant Young. He's on a quick backup, the seven-day backup from last week. If you go back prior to his form, look, Chris Waller prepared him previously, and he ran to some very high numbers. Now, he's just needed those two grounding runs over the 1550 and the mile. He gets up to a far more suitable 1950 metres, but I think the key is the fact that they've put the blinkers on, and he is a horse who can race up on speed. So I think there's plenty of other worse bets on the program than having something on him at the odds. That's race six, number one. I think there's value also in race seven in the 1,400-metre race with number eight, Karma Muller. This three-year-old will tackle the older horses. Philip Stokes bringing the horse over from Victoria following a debut win at Mowi, where the horse was quite impressive. It was off of what was somewhat of a par lead speed, but it showed a real tendency to build through the final part of that race and find the line solidly over the 1,200, giving the impression that the 1,400 metres should suit ideally. So that's race seven, number eight. And the other best bet, and probably looks one of the safer bets on the program, is in race eight, where we're very keen on number nine, Bill Zella, for Tony and Calvin McAvoy, Baron Booster, to ride. It does look the likely leader. As we know, that's a big plus around this track. And it did rate to a very high level, winning at Balaclava, second up from a break. It was a great performance where the horse showed an enormous turn of foot through the final stages of the race and should take improvement out of it. I feel that she'll start a lot shorter than the $293 that is on offer in race eight, number nine. So the three specials, race six, the one, race seven, the eight, and race eight, number nine.
Thanks for that, Nadia. Have a wonderful weekend.
Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn looking at Morphaville tomorrow. The greatest, William Pike, joins us. And I tell you what, Nicholas Quinn was over there in the Docklands and he's heard that William Pike will be on our show. So he's raced in to talk to his boyfriend. William, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth.
Nicholas Quinn's also with us because he adores you, William, and he continues to write about you and pump up your tyres. Let's talk about the Kingston Town Classic first of all. Now, everybody is on Tuscan Queen, including me, William, so I apologise for that, but gee, she's pretty good.
Yeah, look, she's going great. And, just that lightweight, how could you not be excited to ride her and excited to have her in you guys would have to have her.
Barry number three, it's a chance for her to settle a lot closer than, say, she did in a Champions Filly. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I think maybe just naturally I'll be a few spots closer, but I'm not too concerned about being all over the speed. I don't think that's a necessity, but from that barrier, I should have options to either be a bit more aggressive or not sort of what I what I think Phil is right on the day.
Sorry if I'm panting, William. I did have to run the 4K to get here in time to speak to you, but it was all worth it. But a bit of a setback. You've lost your ride on Rebel Knight, who's come out in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's a shame because he was a real good ride. I was hoping to make amends for getting held up last start, but I suppose I have to wait now.
I've forgiven you, Pikey, for that ride. Don't worry.
No, you haven't.
Just with Tuscan Queen, out of all the other horses that you could have ridden in the Kingston town, who do you think your biggest danger is?
Regal Power.
Yeah.
I know he's drawing sticky, but I don't think it really is as bad as it looks for him. He likes to come from back a bit anyway. So, well, a bad barrier is another ideal. I don't think it's quite as bad as it looks for a horse like him. Outside of that, I think I'll be looking over my shoulder for one of those other lightweights challenge me as well.
Yep. Now, Pikey, there's a little town in WA called Albany. Well, it's a sort of like a little city these days, or a town like a Horsham or a Swan Hill here in country Victoria. Anyway, there's a group of owners from that part of the world that have a horse by the name of This I'll Test Ya. Now, bolted home at Bunbury, and they're telling everybody he'll be winning the Lightning down the straight of Flemington next year, Pikey. Is it that good?
Well, it did feel pretty good, actually. Yeah. I'll run with this. I know it's just a naturally fast horse. I think at this stage, it's almost too fast for its own good. It just gets out and runs. But it's, underneath it, it felt pretty good. It didn't feel like a 900-metre scamper. It actually felt like it had gears and had a future. So, and hence they've gone from a maiden to a lot tougher race straight away, but I don't think it's beyond it.
Looking forward to seeing that runner go around in race two tomorrow. Now, we woke up this morning, you had a full book of rides with the exception of race number one. You've obviously lost your ride in race number four. What's it like going to the races tomorrow where there's a bit of hope, pressure and expectation that you're going to ride lots and lots of winners?
I don't even notice all that. I'm late checking the scratchings usually. I'm late doing my form because I try not to worry about it. Not because I don't want to, but just I don't want to let that stuff affect me. So I don't think about it, and I just try to just do my thing. But I'd be lying if I didn't say there's a little bit of, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of almost nerves leading into a Group One, and you're on a good chance and a favourite.
Now, a lot of people will be depending on you whether we have a good Christmas or not, Pikey. But outside of Tuscan Queen, what's your best?
I've got good rides all day. I don't want to mock anything, so I think I'll be each way all day. And
all right.
Fingers crossed, hopefully I'm going into it with a few wins under my belt. But
so you expect four winners?
I'll take them as they come.
Four winners, you'll be happy?
Nah, I'll be happy with nine, but that won't happen.
No.
Seven rides. So
later,
seven
do.
Winners, I'll be happy.
You're not going to steer us into one.
One win, any more is a bonus.
All right, Pike. Hey, you're a superstar, Pikey. Great with your time. And I'm glad you've just finished your 5 hours at track work. I nearly fell over when my producer said, Pikey might be a little bit busy. He's got to ride track work.
Now, I'm hearing whispers that this will test you. Not only a very, very promising horse, but have you got a family connection to that runner?
Me?
No, Gareth.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
No, not me. No, I wish.
Gareth's got a lot of family.
Yeah, he tries to claim everything.
Hey, I claim Pikey's my cousin. Don't worry about that.
He didn't know who you were. He thought you drove trotters.
Thank you, William.
You guys.
There's the great William Pike. WA's leading trainer is Adam Durant, and he joins us now here on RSN Central before the big group won the Kingston Town Classic there tomorrow afternoon. Adam, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
Now, Pikey's talking about this horse. This will test you like it's a lightning horse, lightning stakes horse. How good is she?
Look, she's fast, very, very fast. But you've got to have more than just that string to your bow to be top line. Probably the quickest I've put a saddle on over, from point to point speed. But as I say, they've got to progress and learn how to go through her gears because at the moment she's her own worst enemy. She doesn't really have an off button. She's got to learn to go through those gears. But yeah, look, she's a very nice horse. She's had some issues as well, which she's a little bit of a ticking time bomb over for a long career because of those issues. And as Willie did say, she's probably too fast for her own good, and that's been a problem early on. We've had to be very, very cautious with her legs. So tomorrow will tell us a bit more. She's going into it very sound and she's happy, so we'll know a bit more. We won't get too carried away until they start to do it. But longevity is going to be her issue, I think.
Longevity in terms of getting over ground or in terms of how long she can race for?
Oh, look, just how long she can race. You know, she's had a lot of soundness issues early on, so she's too quick for her own good and had a lot of tendonitis issues, and we stopped. Lucky enough, I stopped every time, and the owners have been really patient. So, look, when they've got those issues and they're as quick as her and throw them down as hard as what she does, you're always just crossing your fingers and hoping and praying that, yeah, you know, every run or every gallop they come through it safe. So that's going to be her biggest issue. I don't think her ability is an issue at all. We've just got to be very cautious on how we treat her. But, look, she'll definitely can make it through the top grade. The biggest problem is if she was a chilled out horse, she's probably good enough to be winning these races doing three-quarter pace rather than having to be extended. But nothing she ever does, she goes out and is full throttle everything she does. So she's not really resting herself, which, you know, normal horses that chill out and go through their gears, you could probably, as I say, win going 70% and not sort of put too much pressure on her. But she'll go out there tomorrow as she normally does and just jump and handle bows down and you know, everything's thrown into it. So it's always a little bit of a concern. But she is improving, and hopefully tomorrow she can chill out and go through her gears a little bit smoother.
Hopefully tomorrow does go to script. On the back of what you've just said, does that make you more inclined to maybe take a bigger step quicker because she might not be around for too long, so you want to see how far you can progress with her?
Oh, look, yes and no. It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? It's a tricky one, something I can't really answer because I guess you throw them in at the deep end and you're putting even more pressure on them. But you're right, it's something that we're probably not going to be overly mindful of throwing away rating points with her at some stage if the option does pop up. But as I said, tomorrow's going to be the testing material for her. If she can reproduce what she did in her maiden against, you know, more seasoned, probably better horses, well then we'll have to make a game plan, I think, as to what where we can start, you know, laying the foundations maybe for a breeding career at some stage. I don't want to put the negative spin on it, and maybe we'll get 20 starts out of her or plus. But you know, she's just one of those horses that we've had to really manage. And as we said before, she's too quick for her own good. She's phenomenally fast, and she just doesn't tend to have much self-preservation in anything she does. She's actually quite wild in the barriers, and you put her on a horse truck and she wants to try and kill herself. And she's one of those ones that's always been a handful, which in some ways it's been good for me because I actually got her for that reason. So it's been a bonus for me, but it's not. She's not over... she doesn't have much self-preservation, unfortunately.
Okay, Adam. If I'm having a punt tomorrow at Ascot with your runners, isn't it all up? This old test you into Massimo's a star in the Lestier Classic, into Electric Light, into Stageman the Place?
Oh, well, yeah, look, it sounds good. I'd like to say the win would be nice, but, yeah, look, they'll all be around the place. They're all in really good order and are racing really well. So I expect a great result from all four of those horses.
Can Star Exhibit win the Kingston Town Classic, and who is the horse to beat in your eyes?
Look, I don't think he can win it. I think he'll run a really good race. Obviously, the three-year-olds are all the talk, and I think the Eastern States horse that Bradley Lillers on gets in really good at the weights, and also Regal Power. Although I don't want to be disrespectful to the three-year-olds, if you look at their times, they've run poor times, considering, you know, taking on the geldings, the older style of horses that have run far superior numbers to them. I don't think there's any Arcadia Queens in that group, to be honest. And they'll have to be right up to their mark to knock the older horses off, in my opinion. But look, they do get in with 50 kilos, and it's you know, it certainly falls into their ballpark. But we've also had sort of four or five consecutive days of 40 degrees over here. It's stinking hot again today. So these three-year-olds have had quite a hard preparation, and they've had their grand final. When you look at, they sort of headed towards the Guineas and Champion Fillies, and now they're having to front up again against these proven weight for age horses. So the Gaddings, the Star Exhibits, and as I say, the name...
Best of Days.
Yep. He just gets in great at the weights. Also Regal Power. You know, these old tough middle distance horses, they're going to bash the hell out of these three-year-olds, and they're all talking, they're going to all jump and try and run. They might just gas themselves a little bit, and these older, more seasoned horses might might eat them up.
All right, looking forward to it, mate. What's your best?
Little Test is my best as far as ability goes, but she's no price. But I thought the one of my fillies in the 1600-metre race, there's not a lot between either of those. Midnight Sky and Jet Affair, I like both of those at reasonable prices, but just one of those hard days. We've drawn sticky barriers, so we're going to need a little bit of luck in all our races, and I think the track's going to play a little bit different to last Saturday, so it might turn out a blessing that we're drawn a little bit wider. You should be able to get back and run on tomorrow if the track plays how I think it's going to.
Thanks for that, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's Adam Durant. Harness racing tomorrow night is at Cranbourne. It's Cup night, Quinny, and Jason's carrying on about this horse. $1.65 in the Cup tomorrow, Hurricane Harley. He joins us now once again. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. You must have been very shocked with Hurricane Harley coming up such a short price in the Cranbourne Cup.
Yeah, embarrassing, really. Like $1.65.
Embarrassing. Everything's embarrassing to you. It can't be embarrassing. The punters have backed him into $1.60. He opened longer, so there's a few other people who think he's well above average.
All right, then. So are you tipping him in the Cranbourne Cup there tomorrow night?
I am, and you know what, I'm circumspect enough to realise I think that the price is too short right now because he is stepping up in grade and he's against some very good horses, some horses who contested Victoria Cups, including his stablemates. In fact, all of the dangers are all friendly fire, aren't they? Tam Major, Code Black, Phoenix Prince and Marai Tai. So it's not going to be easy for him. He can't over-race. I think he'll lead the race from gate two. 40 Thieves will have a little dip early, but if he leads and he makes a 2,500-metre trip, he will win. But it is a step up in grade. So I'd wait. I'm hoping there's going to be a little bit of a drift later on and you might be able to get something close to yours for theirs. But the major danger for mine is probably Tam Major. But the horses are ridiculous prices here. Phoenix Prince is $21 after beating most of these in the Geelong Cup. And Marai Tai's also got that sort of ability. It is $41. So if I was advising punters, I'd say have an exotic with Hurricane Harley to win and beat all of your stablemates, but also have something small each way on particularly Phoenix Prince, but also Marai Tai.
Okay, what about the other races on this program at Cranbourne tomorrow? Can you help us with the winner?
Well, I reckon Tornado Valley and Downs Crays are at their very best, and this is with all due respect to Tough Monarch and McLovin. I reckon they're the two best trotters in Australia, and they've only ever met three times. It's a bit unfortunate they're meeting in the Bruce Giggs tomorrow night with Tornado Valley, sort of half first up. He hasn't raced for 5 weeks and hasn't had a recent trial. But there's been that little bit of money. That's all I was looking for because I think he's got that versatility edge over Darns Cray. So I expect Tornado Valley to win. Darns Cray should be running second and really Red Hot Tooth should be running third. Great battle between a couple of very exciting three-year-olds, Derby three-year-olds in Soho Hamilton and Born to be Watched. I spoke to Emma Stewart earlier on today, and they've got a really big opinion of Born to be Watched, and you only have to see the two starts that he's produced in inferior company to know that he's won right out of the box. He might not be a big challenger to Be Happy Mac just yet, but he's only going to get better. I just think being as green as he is and as inexperienced as he is, that Soho Hamilton might be able to lead and knock him off tonight, whether it'll be the same or tomorrow night, whether it'll be the same case in a month or 6 weeks, I'm not sure, but I think Soho Hamilton as an outsider against Born to be Watched is worth having a bet on. Our Millionaire wins the last. And I reckon if you want to kick the program off in the right style, there's a horse called Heaven Showgirl. You would have remembered a nice mare called Mr. Ville. Well, this is a daughter of Mr. Ville, also trained by Gary and Deb Quinlan, and I reckon we might get a little bit of a price. So to try and get the money to use for the rest of the meeting, I'd have something straight out of win on race one, number nine. But the theme of this program, as opposed to last night or tonight's program, is that you've got to play skinny, no more than two horses in any leg of the quad or early quaddy. And as mentioned, I think Tornado Valley beats Darns Craze, and I reckon that Hurricane Harley will win, but there's value particularly around Phoenix Prince in the main race, Gareth.
Okay, Jason, wonderful stuff. Enjoy your weekend and Cranbourne tomorrow night.
I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, Gareth.
There we go. There's Jason Boddington there. Greyhound action at the Meadows tomorrow night. Metropolitan Greyhound action in Victoria. Georgie Farouge is back. Hello, George.
Hello, Gareth.
You have a best bet for us?
Yeah, early on in the program, I really liked its win last Friday on Melbourne Cup night. Aston Perignon, 29.65 at Sandown. Just went all the way, gave nothing else a chance. She's a pretty talented type. She had been knocking on the door with some good runs at Shepherd. And I think off Fox 1, she certainly comes into the race. There's a little bit of speed drawn on her outside with Sterling Lights, who looks a greyhound with a lot of ability. But having his second start here at the Meadows, He might just hold a few of these out on the first corner, and I think the wreck will be very hard to beat. There's also another one in race three, number six. Her name is Miss Firebird. Look, I've liked her for a long time. I think she's starting to really put it together now. She ran 30 seconds flat, which was outstanding last start, leading all the way. If she gets clear running in that first 50 metres, she's going to be very hard to beat. Race three, number six there at the Meadows. And for those taking a quaddie, please check your scratchings tomorrow. 1, 4, 6, and 8 into 1, 5, and 7 into 1, 4, 5, and 7 into 1, 5, and 8 to bring us home.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, Gareth. Have a good weekend, mate.
Same to you, mate. Georgie Ferrugia there. Have you ever loved a woman? And that was the Form Express, of course. If you missed the Form Express, you can head to our website, rsn.net.au, or subscribe to RSN Central on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.